With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senior UN official says talks on the Syrian situation should include discussions on a resolution for an orderly transition of power. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's special envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, has called for urgent political talks as well-armed insurgents close in on Damascus.
I'm pleased to say that the ministers and all I'm talking to are backing this call. The need for an orderly political transition has never been more urgent.
Speaking to reporters at the annual Doha Forum in Qatar, Pedersen said the talks in Switzerland would discuss the implementation of a UN resolution. The one adopted in 2015 called for a Syrian-led political process, starting with the establishment of a transitional governing body. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at srnnews.com, correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on President-elect Donald Trump visiting Paris, his first international trip since the election.
Donald Trump met privately with the President of France ahead of the reopening ceremonies for the Notre Dame Cathedral. At the Élysée Palace, French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed Donald Trump.
It's a great honor for French people. Welcome you.
The two men are resuming the relationship they established during Trump's first term. First Lady Jill Biden is representing the White House at the event. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Well, authorities say that a motorcycle loaded with explosives detonating at a police checkpoint in Colombia. One person is dead, 14 others have been wounded. Officers had been conducting inspections in the community of La Penas to prevent violence by illegal armed groups. This is SRN News. Well, the Biden administration has been targeting Christian schools.
According to a new report from the American Principles Project, religious colleges and universities enroll just 10% of the nation's students. And yet 70% of the penalties that the Department of Education doled out for violations were applied to Christian schools. The study also reveals that while secular colleges and universities were fined about $250,000 on average, Christian institutions were fined more than $800,000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers releasing findings from a two-month experiment for such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on the scripture. This is SRN News. There has been a settlement for a major amusement park death.
A jury in Orlando, Florida, has awarded $155 million each to the parents of Tyree Sampson. Sampson, who was 6'2" and nearly 400 pounds, fell 70 feet to the ground from Icon Park's Orlando Freefall ride in 2022 after a safety harness was too small to fit him and didn't lock properly. His parents sued Funtime, the Austrian company that manufactured the ride. They also reached a settlement with Icon Park for the death of the 14-year-old school football player.
A judge sentenced a man to 22 years in prison for kidnapping a woman from Michael Bloomberg's ranch in Colorado. Joseph Beecher sought to kill the former New York City mayor. He couldn't find Bloomberg. Instead, he kidnapped a housekeeper who was later rescued. More details at srnnews.com.